All right, good afternoon, guys and ladies. We always talk about starting fast, and we've been able to do that through the first three games, and I thought yesterday we did it very well. We went down, scored a touchdown on our first drive, weren't able to kick the PAT, but that's something we're going to have to work on. And then we went on defense and went three and out. And to me, that's a fast start. Our defense did a great job creating turnovers again. We were plus three on the turnover ratio. When you create four turnovers, you're going to enhance your chances of winning. And they really capitalized. And I thought the turning point in the ball game yesterday was a 17-play drive for 96 yards after the turnover down in the red zone. It was a well-executed drive. It started out as a huddle drive, and then we switched gears. We got rolling and went into our no huddle, and I really think that that was a turning point in the ball game. The guys have today off. They'll have tomorrow off, and we will turn our focus as a coaching staff today to the Carolina Panthers. But with that, I'll open up for questions. And John, do you want to start?
What about the new offense is making Matt more accurate? I think he's about 10 percentage points higher than his career best in completion percentage.
Well, I think Matt has matured into year five. He's got a very good comfort level with what we're trying to get done. It's not just his arm strength. It's not just his decision-making. I think it's his pocket awareness. He's done a very good job, not necessarily taking off and running, but sliding in the pocket. We've had good protection through the first three games, so I think it's a number of factors. It's another year with Tony, Roddy, Julio, and Harry having a great understanding of how defenses are trying to defend us and what coverages they're running and being able to adjust our routes.
People around the league, Mike, are talking about the defense. Just very surprised about the way it stepped up in the improvement.
Well, they've done a nice job through these first three games. They're playing with a lot of confidence. We've got a lot of guys that have experience, guys like John Abraham, Sante Samuels, Dante Robinson, Jonathan Babineau. But we also have a core group of guys that are starting to come in their own. And that's guys like William Moore, Thomas Dekou, Sean Weatherspoon, Stephen Nicholas, Paray Jerry. And they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're having fun when they're out there on the field. And they're creating turnovers. They're creating situations that are beneficial to our football team.
You played two elite quarterbacks, Peyton Manning and Philip Rivers. And in the last 2 weeks, you built them with one touchdown and forced five interceptions. Can you talk about how your secondary and your overall unit has confused and executed well against those?
Well, I think it's a group effort. I think we've started to put pressure on the quarterback. Even though we only had one sack yesterday, we had three or four times where we had free runners. The quarterback was able to get out, and he was under duress and threw the ball and threw the ball away. And it's a combination of what happens up front and in the secondary. They're playing with a lot of confidence with the two corners. Dante and Asante are playing with a lot of confidence. Sometimes they're playing out there on an island. And when they do that, it gives us a lot of options with what we can do with the guys inside. And our safety play has been much improved, and it's I think it's contributed a lot to these guys are a year older, and they have a really good feel of what we're asking them to do through these first three games.
Hey, Coach, how's Julio's hand, and how's it look? It didn't look so good, obviously, when he came off the field, but obviously it didn't hurt too much.
No, it didn't. We were able to get Julio checked out in the locker room. He has a laceration on his hand. That's what he'll be dealing with. That's it. He was able to get back out there, made a great catch there in the corner of the end zone on our sideline right before the half.
Any update on Palmer and the shoulder?
Michael Palmer has a shoulder injury. he will definitely be out for the game this week, and that'll be the one nugget you guys will get for the for the report. Give you.
Did you call yesterday's game about as complete as maybe you can ever get? Except for the missed extra point.
Well, we had a missed, you know, we on the negative side, and you've got to learn from your experiences. We didn't convert on an extra point. We need to make sure that we do that. We gave up a 52-yard run there in the fourth quarter, a misfit, and then we didn't cap it off there in the secondary. But it was a well-planned game by the coaching staff, and it was well executed by the players out there on the field. They handled the heat and the humidity. It was 90 plus degrees out there. They did a nice job. Our preparation through the week was very good, and this is a very mature team. Although sometimes when you see them out there having fun, you might question how mature they are, but it's a very mature team. They know how to have fun. They know how to play hard.
On the extra point, is that just one bad play, one bad moment of execution, or is that something worthy of a lot of attention?
Well, it was not very good execution on that specific play. Very proud of our long snapper, Josh, to put that one behind him, and he was dead on the rest of the day. So,
Coach, it's always been difficult from a coaching standpoint to juggle the points where you want to stand up for your guys and not make an enemy wearing a striped shirt. Given the fact that the league has asked you guys to approach things in the way they want you to, how hard is it to juggle that now? There are points where you want to stand up for your guys if you think the call is going one way or another. How is it tough? Is it tougher than it's ever been?
Well, I don't think it's any different than when we had the full-time officials, not the replacement officials. It's a fine line because they have a job to do. We have a job to do as well. I think for the most part, I'll say our coaching staff does a very good job of letting the officials do the officiating and we do the coaching. I think maybe there's been a couple times over the last 4 years that I've maybe done some things that my mother's not real happy to see on the sideline, but for the most part, you've got to let those guys do their job, and they've got a job to do, just like we have a job to do. And they're going to make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. Heck, I made a bunch of mistakes. I say it all the time. I made a bunch of mistakes yesterday, just like some of our players out there on the field.
You ran the ball pretty well yesterday, probably the best you've run it so far this year. But how much do you look at the screens as maybe part of the
Well, I think you can look at screens as part of the run game. It's a very similar, it's a very similar play in some ways. And again, guys, whether we're going to be a team that this week's going to run it for 30 times or throw it for 50 times, it really doesn't matter. Our offense has got one goal, and that's to go out and score every time. Are you a running team? Are you a passing team? That just depends on what we feel like is going to give us the best opportunity to win. As an offensive staff, they go out and they're designing every play and every game plan to score every time they get their hands on the football. And that's something that I think our guys have a good understanding of. We've got multiple ways to move the football, and it's going to be based on, as I've always said, on what we perceive are our strengths against their weaknesses and how people are defending us in terms of what we present formationally and personnel-wise.
The way Matt's playing, in general, when quarterbacks playing that well, is that something that kind of permeates to the whole team to give everybody confidence?
Well, it's a quarterback-driven league, and the most scrutinized guy probably besides the head coach is the quarterback. And when he's playing with confidence, I think it permeates around the locker room, and we've got a lot of guys that are playing with confidence right now. We're creating a lot of first downs on first and second down, and that's a good thing. You talk about third down efficiency, and I think Matt's got a lot of confidence that if we do get into a third down, we're going to be able to convert on those third downs. But, heck, we're trying to get first downs on first downs or first downs on second downs so we don't have to get the third down. And I think, you know, on one of our drives the other day, I don't think we had a third down conversion. I think our first one when we went down on the on our opening drive, I don't think we had that have a third down conversion.
Mike, you're plus 10 in giveaway takeaway, you lead the NFL in that ratio. That's something you obviously have talked about since you got here, the importance of the field coaching out. But it's also something that y'all coach, plan for on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we talk about the turnover ratio and we talk about the toxic differential. And basically, it's interactive between the offense and the defense. And on the turnover ratio, we know that if we win the turnover battle, we're going to increase our chances of winning the ball game. We've done a very good job of attacking the ball. You guys that have been out here and watched us practice, you know that it's an emphasis point, has been from day one, and ball security is emphasized on the offensive side. Defenses are trying to take the ball away. Offenses are trying to possess the ball. And I had an old coach tell me a long time ago, possession of the football is 90% of the game. That's what you want to do. You want to possess the football. And then we also look at in the toxic differential, we look at and we add explosive plays given up and explosive plays made. And you take those two differentials and you look at it, and year in and year out, the teams that are in the top 12, about 75% of them at the end of the season will be the teams that are playing in the playoffs.
And that's a real momentum. I mean, that's something it creates and builds momentum.
It certainly does, and it's interactive. It's not just the offense or the defense and special teams involved in it. Man, you get a turnover on special teams, you have stolen a possession when you get a special teams turnover. So it's the entire team, and it does change. You know, it does change the momentum of the football game.
What was able to get Michael running this week so well?
We blocked better. He ran harder. We got some looks, I'll say this. Our guys went out there, and I thought they handled the heat very well. I may have mentioned it earlier. They handled the heat very well, and we are a well-conditioned football team, and I think it showed the way that we played in the third and fourth quarter of the ball game yesterday.
And how do you feel as a coach, as a defensive coach? Your team has been physical. William Moore, Witherspoon, Asante, they've had some pretty big whacks on players, but they play clean without giving out those big hits and getting penalties that you're starting to see around the league. How do you feel about that, being able to be physical but not go over the line?
Well, we talk about we're always want to be right on the line. You know, we don't want to go over the line. Okay, we don't want to be below the line. We want to be right on the line. And it's something that our coaches have done a very good job of in terms of teaching. In terms of player safety, that you've got to lower your target. You've got to make sure that you're trying to tackle in the strike zone. There's so many definitions of a defenseless player that our guys have to be aware of. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, guys, but I think our guys have done a very good job. And player safety is paramount in terms of what's coming out of the league office and what Commissioner Goodell has talked about. Well, those are just two incidents. So when we watch the tape on every play, we can probably point out something that we can do better. And we left some plays out there on the field on both sides of the football. You're never going to play a perfect football game, but you strive for perfection. That's what we strive to do. Our guys have an understanding that we've got to get better each and every week. You know, we want to continue to build on what we did the previous week. I think we've got a good foundation in place through the first 3 weeks, but it's just the first 3 weeks. And we've got to be ready to handle adversity. When adversity comes, we've got to be resilient, and I think we've shown that in the first three ball games.
What about having a lead now in the division so early? It is 3 games in, but what are the teams you have a 3-game lead?
guys, I don't, this early in the season, you don't even look at the, you don't even look at the standings. I know this week we are, you know, we're starting our division play, and that is very important because the first thing you want to do is you want to take care of your division. And this has been the most competitive division in all of football over the last 4 years. And this is a really good football team we're getting ready to play this week. So I don't even look at what your record is, who's doing what this early in the season. We want to finish the first quarter off strong, and we've got a big challenge this week, a completely different challenge in terms of what they're going to try to do offensively. It's a, you know, it's a completely different challenge. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this will be either the fourth or third or fourth time we're facing quarterbacks been to the Pro Bowl. I believe Matt Castle's been to a Pro Bowl as well. So four straight weeks, four guys that have been to, you know, been to a Pro Bowl.
Your schedule's unusual this year. You know, away, home, away. Would you rather have it where you had a couple of weeks at home and then a couple of weeks away, or do you, does this not bother you at all?
This is the first time that I've ever been where you've played home, away, home, away, home, away. Coaches like routines, so I kind of like it when it when it starts out. We do have to deal with some, you know, Monday games, Sunday games, Thursday games, and such. But the home away, personally, I like it. It's something I can really put get my hands and wrap around it when the schedule comes out.
Sure. So playing camp, we talk about opening up division play this week. They're desperate for a win. They want to get a bad taste out of their mouth. You just talk about that matchup.
Well, you know, every week, both teams are desperate for wins. That's why we go out, and that's why we, you know, we got to have that mentality and that mindset. It's a different dynamic simply because you've got a quarterback that not only can throw the ball extremely well, he can run the ball. Now you have to account for your quarterback and all of your run fits and in all of your defenses. Most times in traditional offenses that we've played the last 3 weeks, you don't account for the quarterback, so you always have an extra defender. When you have to account for the quarterback, when they're running an option offense, if they truly run some option plays, you've got to account for the quarterback keeping the ball. Normally, you don't do that. He's the guy that distributes it. He hands it off to the, you know, hands it off to the running back, or he's the one that throws it to the receiver. So, it creates some challenges, some different challenges. But I know that our players by the end of the week will have a good feel of how they're going to try to attack us, and we'll have a good plan to defend them.
Coach,